So the next speaker is speaking a little bit earlier than I was going to have him come in, but he has, I think, his daughter's graduation to go to. So I changed the schedule to let my friend Jacob, Nir David, who's in Israel right now, he was Skyping in. So I wanted to switch over to him. Jacob and I should mention our friends. Hey, Jacob.
Hi.
You watched the whole thing too, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, right?
Incredible.
Wow. All right. So I didn't say much about what we're doing together yet, but you're talking about social communications?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Well, yeah, this is Jacob and David. You're in Hanukkah, wherever you may be. It's somewhere in Israel.
Right.
All right. So take it away. You're on the screen.
Thank you. First of all, thank you so much, Jeff, one, for rearranging the schedule. But I don't want to get cheated out of a hug. So, Jeff, turn around. Turn around. Give the screen a hug. I don't want to get cheated out of my hug.
Yeah.
So at least a virtual hug.
All right, got it.
Thank you. All right, very good. So here's the big question in terms of social communications. Why are you, all of you, there? And you're there, the people sitting in the audience. I'm not talking about the 182 current viewers all around the world, and the hundreds of thousands that have tuned in over the past 2 days. But I'm talking about, why are you, the people sitting there in the audience, physically there? Well, you're physically there because nothing is ever going to replace, right, real human-to-human contact. People-to-people, meeting physically. You know, when Jeff talks about going to Canada, why did Jeff have to get on a plane and go to Canada and then bring some of those Canadians back to New York, which is a wonderful thing? Why does that happen? Because the ultimate form of social communications, the ultimate form of social communications is being there in person. And we're never, ever going to replace that. And may the State of Now conferences get bigger and bigger in terms of people gathering together, whether they met on Twitter, whether they met on Facebook, whether they met on electronic bulletin boards 20 years ago. And that will never change. It may never change. And that's my prayer for us today. No matter how good our virtual gets, may it never replace being there in person. But then I'm reminded of a scene in Harry Potter, The Deathly Hallows Part 2. And I watched this again last night with my 9-year-old son, who wanted to see it once again. And he can't watch it alone. So we watched it together last night. And those of you who obviously don't remember from the book, or the scene from the movie, it's great in the book or in the movie, but there's a moment where Harry is talking to Dumbledore, and they're in a sort of whited out King's Cross station, and it's just before Harry needs to decide whether he's going to be killed or not. And he's having this whole conversation with Dumbledore, and then he turns and locks for people. Then he turns to Dumbledore, and he says to Dumbledore, "Is this happening in my mind, or is this real?" And Dumbledore says to him, "Harry, of course it's happening in your mind, but that doesn't mean it's any less real." And when we talk about the relationship that we create in the, what we sometimes refer to as the virtual world, are those relationships any less real? And when do they become more real or less real? And from our point of view, speaking right now only from my own point of view, but I think Jeff will agree with this, those relationships become real when you personalize them, when you respect the unique soul, the unique person that is at the other end of that relationship. When you depersonalize the relationship, when people become numbers or random email addresses, or even Twitter handles, you don't really get to know the person behind the Twitter handle, then the soul kind of drops out of communication. Real social communication is kind of putting that soul, like each soul is a unique fingerprint, a unique note play, and we remember that, then we kind of take those virtual relationships and we make them all the more real. If we have a luck that we can actually invent that way where we meet in person, that's wonderful. And as I said, nothing can ever replace that. But the more we return people to being people, the more social our communications we are. And when we de-emphasize that, we drop out. Part of the problem is that the speakers have been still kind of talking it. And I want to talk just for another minute about that. And I want to frame something for you, which is, can you have a conversation with somebody from a different time? And before you start getting kind of all, you know, raising your eyebrows at me, can we have conversations with people who lived before us or may not have lived yet? And I would argue that we do that all the time. If we really personalize those people, if we were respecting the kind of unique soul print of those people, then I think we can, and we do all the time. That, again, doesn't replace the sort of here and now, or what Dumbledore was referring to as any less real. But yet we know they're a bit more real when we actually meet in person, or we know that we're living at the same time. But the relationship that we have with people in the past, people who lived before we were born, are sometimes no less real than the people that we meet over Twitter or Facebook that we've never met in person. So what I want to leave you with today, and I'm in Jerusalem right now. And I'm in Jerusalem for another conference, which is the President Shimon. And the conference here is being by President Harris. And it's again very similar to the here, but the content, I think, Jeff, that you have is more interesting than what's right. But what I want to say is that from here in Jerusalem, we have lots of characters in history, people over thousands of years of history, assigned to speak to individuals. And I think a lot of us kind of have gone through experiences like that. And what I want to kind of bring us back to the here and now, though, and then I'll cue a video which will talk a little bit about some of the conversation that Jeff and I have been in about people becoming people again and not numbers or even Twitter handles or email addresses. But to leave you with the kind of blessing that whether it's across 2,000 years or whether it's across 8,000 kilometers, that you restore the people into people. You respect the unique soul that you're speaking to, whether in, quote, real time or in very different time. And I hope in next year's State of I'll be there once again in person. But I just want to thank Jeff for the opportunity to participate in this way and feel part of the community, even though I'm here in Jerusalem. And I'll now cue the video. Enjoy and see if you can recognize some of the characters.
Video? Okay, thanks, Jacob. Cue the video. Cool, all right. All right. You have the audio on it? What is it? You need the audio. What do
you want? Who is this?
Moses!
You're talking to me?
Yes, you!
But my name is Jacob.
Okay then, Jacob. You remember I created the heavens and the earth? Day and night, vegetation, animals, and I finally created people. My best creation, people. Yet you keep on calling them contacts. These are people, Jacob. People! If we wanted numbers, I just would have created the phone book. Forget it. Why am I even talking to you? Get Moses on the line, will ya?
Moses? But I don't have his number.
People, Jacob. People! Follow the purple path.
Purple path? But where did
Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Guys, have fun at the conference. Thank you for part of us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was a hint of something. Well, maybe I should mention, Jake and I have a startup, which we were hoping to launch here, but we were not exactly ready yet. But it has something to do with purple. And it has something to do with connecting people with people and forgetting about these numbers. And it's really about really trying to leverage the world we live in a different but very similar kind of fashion. So you'll hear more from about purple in the very near future. Being that I'm hosting the conference, I have a way of telling everyone here about it when we're ready. But I do thank Jacob for Skyping in from Jerusalem. And it's kind of cool. I just overwhelmed so by little Jake, and it's just the whole, this is really cool morning. So anyway, I'd like to bring up a friend of mine who's an educator. Shelly, she's here, and she's going to go by 30 Gold. And I'm going to take a break. Shelly, come on out of here, please.